Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk in Harrisburg about revenues and how money doesn't appear to be coming into the state's coffers the way it should, and the governor has made some announcements about this. What's going on here?
Well, the governor did announce this week that he's instituting a budgetary freeze of around $160 million, and certainly that's something that's within the governor's purview to do. State revenues have not met expectation and over the past several months have been under estimate. And the way this process works is at budget time, official estimates are given by the governor's budget office of how much revenue is going to come in each and every month for the entire fiscal year. And certainly some months revenue could be overestimate and some months underestimate. And for several months, we've been underestimate. So the governor's budget office is indicating the possibility that we could end the fiscal year with a $500 million deficit. So I think the governor is making a prudent decision to freeze some funds. And what happens when he does that is funds are put into budgetary reserves so that they're actually not spent in expectation of a fiscal problem. And down the road, as we move further into the fiscal year, if revenues were to pick up, the governor could actually release those funds. So hopefully revenues will come back up and those funds can be released. But as I said, it is a prudent decision. I think that we have to take a close look at where the governor is proposing to freeze these funds. I think that some of the programs and some of the areas he's proposing to freeze could be very difficult. One example is critical access hospital funding. The governor's proposed a 10% freeze in funds in that particular line item. That's very difficult because every dollar in state funds that's frozen also affects federal matching funds that come from the federal government. So that can be very difficult for small rural hospitals, and we have one of those here in our district, the Charles Cole Memorial Hospital in Cowdersport. So these cuts have real consequences, and I think we have to take a close look at where cuts are being proposed and where these freezes are being proposed. But all in all, when revenues are declining, it is a prudent decision to freeze funds.
And in terms of issues that remain from last year for legislature, the Marcellus Shale impact fee is still out there. There's varying versions of the bill. What's going on?
Well, certainly that's one of the hot topics and one of those issues that's been dealt with in the legislature for quite some time. There are different proposals in the legislature and how to deal with Marcellus Shale. The Senate has passed a proposal. The House has passed a proposal that is significantly different. Although I will say there are many similarities in the two bills when dealing with environmental protection issues and setbacks and things of that nature. But there are significant differences in dealing with the proposed impact fee and how it's collected and where the revenue goes. So we are working towards setting up a conference committee to deal with the Marcellus Shale legislation. And hopefully that committee will be set up very soon. And hopefully we can come forward with a final compromise product in the very near future.
And there's been a lot of talk in Harrisburg about highway maintenance recently and where the money is going to come from and how the money is being spent. What's going on this front?
Well, certainly that's another issue that's been hotly debated, and it's one that definitely needs more attention. And I would actually expect the governor will talk about transportation and transportation funding in his budget address. We know, looking at the condition of roads, that we do need additional revenue for highway repair and highway replacement. But we also have to get a handle on where the existing transportation dollars are going and how those dollars are being spent. In the past year, we've worked on legislation to actually cut the cost of projects, for example, making changes to the state's prevailing wage system that superinflates the cost of projects. And we hope to bring that legislation for a vote here early this year. But we have to get a handle on where those dollars are going, and then we can look at additional revenue means for funding additional transportation projects.
Also, there's an important grant program that comes out every year that affects volunteers in our communities. What's going on here?
Well, this is the annual Volunteer Fire and Emergency Service Organization grant program. It's a very important program that uses proceeds from the state's gaming revenue to provide grants to volunteer fire and ambulance companies. And recently, 37 fire and ambulance companies in our area were awarded funding through this program. Nearly $316,000 in grants will be coming back to our area to benefit these fire companies. And it can be used for construction or renovation of a fire or ambulance company facility, purchase or repair of equipment, training, or reduction of existing debt. So these are very important grants, and I'm glad that we've been able to continue funding these grants.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.